Hey, there's a thing again.
What's that?
Who's this one?
It's the Rosen Rusty. Actually, I couldn't ask someone then.
The young woman in Atikra Hini's film, The Patient's Stone, pours out her heart to her comatose husband about years of emotional neglect and abuse. The wife finds solace in her unresponsive husband. He becomes her patient's stone, a legendary stone that, according to tradition, holds secrets and provides relief.
و امروز سنگ می در توتا توتا می شه و اون روز تو آزاد می شی از تمام دردهایت آزاد می شی.
Afghan activist Hosai Wardak says Rahimi paints an accurate picture of the typical Afghan loveless marriage and family relations in male-dominated societies like Afghanistan.
Marriage is tend to be a relation where it's more of being able to produce babies and to expand families and to have somebody to take care of you.
She says the absence of communication in many arranged marriages leads to mutual unhappiness, domestic violence, and to violence at large.
Why wars are there? Why we are ended up with war? Why we ended up with violence? Is because there's no human compassion into something.
In her Saudi film, Wajda, Haifa al-Mansour also exposes gender taboos. The film centers on 10-year-old Wajda, who dreams of buying a bicycle despite society's disapproval. The film follows her as she plans to purchase the bike while her mother is losing her husband to a second wife because she is unable to produce a son. As the first female filmmaker in her country, Haifa al-Mansour is paving the way for other Saudi women in film.
The religious leaders are re-examining, revisiting their literature, and they're becoming more tolerant and more accepting of women, for example, working in a mixed environment and all that. So there is a change in Saudi. And I think that striking difference between Saudi Arabia and maybe a place like Pakistan or Afghanistan.
أنا شايف زيزان أنا مش أتكلم وتدري ما بيك فيها شكل لأي أحد هاك شريت من الوعاد بما إحنا سينا أصحاب الآن.
Saudi Arabia has selected Wajda as its entry for the foreign language Oscar. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.